From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo Friday, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. Strong earthquakes struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least three, including a newborn baby. At least one high-rise residential building collapsed. VOA's Bill Hyde on the area's vulnerability to quakes.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999. And that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious, and it's something that people are quite used to. But of course, they don't want this to happen.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. The UN mission in Mali says United Nations and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and the ethnic Tuareg militias. United Nations established its peacekeeping force in Mali in 2013. This is VOA News. Pakistan is hosting a new round of four-party discussions to help advance the Afghan government's hopes for peace talks with the Taliban. VOA's Ayaz Gol has details.
The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, or QCG, is made up of senior Afghan, Pakistani, American, and Chinese diplomats. They are reconvening in Islamabad for their third meeting. The diplomats are trying to prepare a roadmap for a sustainable and productive peace process and studying what to do about Taliban factions that oppose the talks and refuse to end hostilities. The Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmad Shakib Mustaghani says he expects a roadmap for peace negotiations with the Taliban will be finalized at Islamabad meeting. Critics like Ahmad Rashid remain skeptical about the chances for progress.
The public is totally unaware of what is going on. What is this four-nation grouping that is talking about the Taliban?
Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea appears to be moving quickly on its preparations for a long-range rocket launch. Pyongyang notified international organizations of its plan to conduct the launch between February 8th and 25th, and this prompted neighboring countries to go on alert. South Korean military officials say they will work with the United States and Japanese militaries to track the rocket that North Korea plans to fire. White House said that President Obama spoke by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday over North Korea's nuclear test last month and this planned launch. Twitter is ramping up its fight against terrorism, saying it has suspended 125,000 accounts over the past several months for threatening or promoting terrorist acts. Most of the people behind the accounts were affiliated, they say, with or supported the Islamic State. Fire department in New York City has confirmed that one person died after a crane collapsed in southern Manhattan during the busy morning rush hour on Friday. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. Bill de Blasio is New York's mayor.
They were in the process of securing the crane. They got to the work site this morning at 7, recognized the winds were in the 20-mile-an-hour plus range, and were proceeding to secure the crane, actually to bring it down to a safe and secure position when this incident occurred.
Friday's accident occurred in the Tribeca neighborhood, known for its industrial buildings that have been converted into expensive homes and lofts. And the first trading week of February saw more volatility in U.S. markets. In just the last five trading sessions, the S&P 500 has traded nearly in a 100-point range. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.